listening to the Real Racing Training Help Podcast. In today's episode, I'm going to share with you guys a video that I put together a year ago that was pretty much about my rodeo accident story and a little bit about kind of more of the spiritual side of it and dealing with that kind of physically as well as mentally and spiritually and kind of where I went with that. So this was a year ago. I'm almost just about, what, like 2 years away from this accident, and I'm still not healed up. So this was a year ago. Definitely have come a long way since. But hope you guys enjoyed. Make sure you're subscribed if you guys want to grow some training tips, and let's get going. Okay, so I wanted to get on here, and we're going to see if this makes it to the YouTube or not, but I'll play this probably, I'm betting, at the end of the year, but or whenever I get healed up. But this video is going to be really real with you guys, really pretty raw, and I'm not going to show my face because I'm just driving and I just wanted to throw the content out there. So let me start out with what happened. So a year ago, I was in a horse accident. It's pretty bad. I ended up having a 1,700-pound draft horse trip and fall on me while I was riding. Ended up crushing my leg. You know, I couldn't walk for 2 weeks. I had to learn how to do everything again. Had to, you know, build up the strength to do everything else again. So, you know, that happened, and I was very positive from the beginning. I remember I had got up off the ground, and I had put my hand on my knees, and I was like, holy cow, did that seriously just happen? I just remember coming down, hitting the ground, and I remember the funny part was I just was like, ow. So that's the funny part. But I remember just getting up and being like, holy cow, did that actually just happen? That's insane. Nothing like that has ever happened to me, you know? And, you know, luckily the horse rolled back off of me and I, you know, got up, like I said. And obviously I remember hearing people come running up to me. There was a couple people that had came running up to me and, you know, they're like, oh, hey, are you okay? What the heck just happened? Are you okay? Kind of thing like that. And I remember I never even responded to that. I just was so in my own zone of what happened? This is crazy. I was living my best life. You know, I had so many things that I wanted to do still, and everything was just put on pause. So I remember sitting down on the chair. I'd walked over, the guy had took my horse that I was riding, and I remember I walked over and I sat down on the little stool that we used to get up onto these draft horses. And I remember I was sitting there, and you know, he was asking me, he's like, so are you okay? What hurts? You probably should call somebody. And so I ended up calling my boss and telling her what had happened, and you know, she came running over there, and I remember just sitting there, you know, laughing the whole time. I'm sure I was totally in shock of what even happened, but I'm sure you also thought I was crazy. But I remember sitting there just talking and laughing, joking around, and you know, my boss comes in and I'm like, hey, you know, horse fell on me, my leg, it feels not good, we probably should go check it out. So we ended up going to get it checked out. We had to drive a half an hour out of the town we were in, up to a place that we could actually get it looked at. Yeah, by the way, longest ride of my life. I was like, I am in so much pain, this sucks. But luckily the guy I was driving with was very understanding and very making sure that I was okay, type of thing. But I remember being super positive, I've got this, this is gonna be okay. So I remember getting there and sitting down, I checked in and they had called me back, and the guy was like, here, I'll wait here till your mom comes, just to make sure everything's okay. So I went in there and they're like, okay, you know, change into these shorts, we're gonna go take some x-rays. Took some x-rays, most painfulest thing ever. For those of you who've been through that, you know that you're sitting there and you're like, holy cow. They're putting you in all these positions and you're like, okay, my leg is dead right now. It kind of hurts a lot. That position's a little hard to get in. But anyways, you had to get in all these positions, and we sat there And I remember I was still joking around with the x-ray tech, and I remember sitting in there, my mom had got there, and they came in, and he was like, hey, you know, nothing's broken, put a brace on me, gave me crutches, and said, you know, better lay low, and, you know, here's a specialist, you probably should go see him. So we had got an appointment with the specialist, I had went home, and I remember thinking, just kind of like, I'm gonna get out of this. This is gonna be easy. I didn't break anything, but I still had that thing in the back of my head, like, okay, something could be pulled, something, you know, could be wrong still. But I, you know, I was just kind of like, I'm gonna get out of this. This is just how my mindset was. I was just like, I'm gonna get out of this. I'm gonna heal up. I'm gonna be good. I'm gonna go back. And you know, in mind's eye, I never realized that, you know, this would take a year and a month at what we're at right now. And I know it's going to be longer, but, I never imagined it would take this long. Anyways, we got home and I just kind of laid low. I laid on the couch. If I tried to move at all, it was like every muscle in my leg just felt like it was being ripped to shreds. So, I mean, it was, you know, I got up to go to the bathroom and that's about it. Like, I just kind of laid there all day. But I remember thinking that my mindset, was very like, you know, I'm going to get out of this. I had went to the doctors like the next day or 2 days ago. I don't remember. It was 2 days after that or something. And I had went to the doctor. This guy was like a specialist, and he had looked at my leg and he's like, you know, I don't think anything's wrong. You know, you're just obviously really bruised up. I can't see anything being pulled or anything like that. And I was like, oh, perfect. This is great. Like, I'm going to just, you know, I'm going to lay on the couch maybe for a week or so, and I'm going to get up and be totally fine. That was obviously not the case if you've followed my story long enough. After 2 weeks, I figured out how to kind of hobble around. I looked like a grandma trying to walk. It was great. No offense to grandmas, because I totally feel you. Like, it was awful. I couldn't really walk, and I kind of just had hobbled around to the point where I was like, I have to do something. Like, this sucks. I got on my horse about, I want to say 3 weeks into it. Obviously, I couldn't even walk at that time, so it was so nice to get on a horse and be able to go as fast as I wanted, because I could barely move my own body. So that was really awesome to have. But I started to kind of ride back again, and I thought I was healing up. It was like I'd went back to work, and I'd been cleaning stalls, stuff like that. I obviously wasn't riding the horses at work yet. You know, don't tell the doctors that I had rode at home, but I was probably riding, yeah, like 3 weeks after I had gotten in the accident. I was like, yeah, sorry, you're not going to stop me. Like, I have a great horse right now. I'm at the tip of my game. You're not stopping me. And I just kind of went in with that attitude, and I, you know, didn't work horses at work. I just kind of cleaned stalls and I did minimum stuff, but I thought I was healing up, and it ended up being like 3 months, I want to say. And I thought I was healing up. Everything, you know, the swelling went down, the bruising had went down, and I had started to feel pretty good. And then all of a sudden I noticed I'd be sitting in class and my leg would just fall asleep. Or I'd have like shooting pain, and I just couldn't sit long. Like, it was just painful. And so I ended up going into the doctor again, and this is where it all started. The million doctors that I have been to, basically it's, you go to a doctor and they say, I have no idea what's wrong with you. And you go to another and they say the same thing, and you just keep going. So that makes it kind of hard. You know, that was, for a while, I was pretty good about my mindset. I was pretty good about being like, oh, you know, that's okay. I'm just going to go to another doctor. They'll be able to figure it out. And slowly, I kind of just lost hope. I was just, you know, flat out like, no doctor knows what they're talking about. Like I said, I'm going to be raw. I do not trust doctors. So, you know, I did before that. But now it's really hard to be able to trust them, because I mean, they went to school for so long. It's just hard that they wouldn't have any idea what's wrong with me. And I'm sure I'm not the only one in this world who's had a horse fall on them. I am positive about that. And so that has become really hard. I've been, obviously, it's pretty hard to keep that under control and not lose that hope. But I can tell you that my first race back after I had been in the accident was like a month and a half, maybe two, before or after I had been in the accident, and I actually pulled a check at that race. And so that was like a small miracle into, you know, I can do this, it's gonna be okay. And then, you know, I had to go for like a month, a couple months after that, that I couldn't ride because of a doctor thinking that maybe it would help. And so, I decided that I maybe should try it out, and I didn't ride for a month, and it was awful. I was the most depressed I've ever been. I'm not really one that gets depressed. I don't have that, usually with me. But I was very depressed, and I, you know, nothing seemed to... Like I said, I'm gonna be raw with you guys, but nothing seemed to help. And I didn't want to. I don't want to have to go through this anymore. Okay, so I promised I'd be real with you guys. Had to pause it for a second, come back, but I was just basically done. And luckily after the end of that month, I was cleared to ride again because I just had flat out said, you know, that didn't help at all. Like, I basically was depressed for a month. That was awful. It was awful. You know, I was just like, this is stupid. Like, it's not helping. I'm not getting anywhere. So they had cleared me to ride, and I started out riding again. I got my horses legged up after like 2 weeks or so. And I had then decided that I was going to go to a rodeo. And I was like, you know, in the back of my head, you always have that stupid voice in the back of your head that's like, you can't do that. And I just had to push past that and be like, you know what, I prepared so hard for this. I've been through heck and back. Like, I can do this. And so I prepared, and I was preparing during that month still too, even though I couldn't ride. But even though, you know, it was really hard, it was really depressing, and I just... It was hard, you know. I don't really know how to put it into words, but you can imagine that was just something that I loved doing was taken from me. So after that month, I decided that I was going to hit that rodeo, and I did. I packed up, drove to the rodeo, and I came into that rodeo telling myself before I even got there that I was going to win it. And I got there, I got warmed up, and I was very focused. You know, I did everything right. And I went in there, and I had made my run, and I came out with the announcer saying, "You're looking at your new leader." And I was like, holy cow, like, I just did that. And of course, you know, if you barrel race, you know that that's not the end. Like, you still have competitors after you, you know, but you're holding the winning place right now. So, you know, I went out of the alleyway and I walked my horse out, and I intently listened to what everyone's times were, and I ended up winning the rodeo. And so that was the biggest testament and the biggest thing, that after being on that month where I was just so depressed and so in an awful state, I had came back and won the rodeo, and I just knew that, you know, this is all worth it. And I'm showing people that you can... So I'm showing people that you can come back after something hard like that and be on top. Those setbacks are not stronger than what you are. Okay, so now I gotta stop crying because now I can't compete and we're done about that. But anyways, after that, I had went to a couple more doctors. I went to a chiropractor, and that started to help a little bit. But I basically switched my mindset from there to, you know, this isn't happened to me, it's happened for me. So before that, I felt like I was in a pretty good mindset before the month where I couldn't ride. Then I turned into an awful mindset. But after that, then I changed it after a couple months where I had a little heart to heart with God about it. But I just decided that this was going to happen for me and not to me. And so I switched my mindset out, and now I've just been competing and I have been winning, and I still don't know what's wrong with me. I still don't know why I have so much pain. I've been to a million other doctors, but slowly I'm starting to see improvements, which is really awesome and I'm so thankful for. But I just had to change my mindset that, you know, this is happening for me. I need to show people that they can make it through it too. And I had to kind of change it. Like I said, that, you know, this didn't happen to me. I didn't do anything wrong. I wasn't being punished. I just was going to be able to help somebody through this too. So now I'm like at a year and a month and I have moved to Idaho and I'm living my best life. Like, I'm competing, I've been winning, I have awesome roommates, like I'm in a school that I love and there's so many opportunities ahead. And kind of winding down, but I wanted to share that like story with you guys because I know I've said the story, you know, a million times, and but I've never actually shared like raw footage, you know. There wasn't anything, like I didn't want to include anything yet that really exposed everything that happened, you know. That takes a lot of guts to do. So now I figured that I better, and you know, I'm not healed up all the way, but I feel like I'm in a better mindset to the point that I've got to just keep living my life. I can't let this stop me, and I don't feel like I've ever let it stop me, but I feel like that there was just that a part of me that was just like time counting. If anything I've learned, you know, don't time count anything. I don't know if this is the best analogy, but sometimes us feeling like we're single for a long time, or we're not maybe where we want to be at for a long time, you know, we have to quit time counting everything. We have to quit thinking about the things that we haven't done and start doing the things that we want to do. And so that's the biggest thing that I learned, was, you know, quit time counting things. Just go on living your life. You know, you don't have a million years to live, at least on Earth. You know, you only get what you're allotted to live on Earth, and so you need to take advantage of that. And you know, I also learned that, you know, those setbacks are always going to be stronger, or always make you. The other thing that I learned was your comebacks are always going to be stronger than those setbacks. And for me, now that I see setbacks and I look back, I think, yeah, wow, that made me so much stronger. Like, I have been such a stronger person because of it. And, you know, obviously the trial ain't over, but you're always going to have something to worry about. And I feel like I can do my best to just change it and be able to realize that, you know, just keep working at it. Like, I know that I'll get healed up. It's going to happen. But I got to just, you know, keep living my life how I want to. So I wanted to also wrap up with, for someone going through this kind of a situation, first out, I want to say you're not alone in this. I never really felt like I was really alone. There was maybe a couple weeks where I kind of felt like I was, but I feel like I've always had God on my side and been just knowing that he was going to help me. It wasn't like he was doing this to me because I was, you know, because I did something wrong, because I didn't. And, you know, you just have to be patient about it. If anything, you know, the biggest thing I've learned is to be patient. Like, sometimes we're in this instant world, like, our phone doesn't load within 2 seconds and we're like, oh crap, it's broken. But like, in reality, like, calm down, be patient. Like, life isn't about that. Your answers to your prayers are not going to come every time super fast. You know, I love, I don't know for those of you who are religious, but in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, there's a speaker, and I believe it's Elder Bednar, but he likens us getting answers to prayers to like the rise of a sunset. So, or the rise of a sunrise, sorry, confusing that there. And it's not like flipping on a light switch. You know, sometimes I feel like there's times where we get answers where it's like flipping on a light switch. And sometimes there's times where we get answers like the sunrise or the sunset. You know, it takes time. And I feel like for this one, it takes so much time. For this trial I've been through, it's been time. It's been patience. It's been little tiny things after another. I remember, I was thinking about this last night, and I feel like I was just inspired that I needed to share it. But during that month where I had, there's been times that this has happened, but I feel like there's been a few times that have been probably bigger than others. And, you know, during that month where I couldn't ride, I feel like everything was like falling apart. You know, I couldn't ride. I wasn't competing. I wasn't being successful in that sense that I had felt like. And school was really hard. And I, you know, I wasn't at a school I really liked. I don't know. I just wasn't, I didn't really feel like anything was really going for me. I felt like everything was just crashing down. And I'm sorry, I'm trying not to cry. Holy cow, I'm driving. I can't get blurry-eyed here. But I remember just being done. And I remember I told God and I said, I'm done. You gotta fix something. And I remember I went to bed and I woke up the next morning and he fixed something. The one thing that I was just a little thing that I was like, you know, this is hard, like, please just fix something. And I remember I woke up the next morning. Something that happened at work was something that I had been praying to be fixed. And he fixed it. Like, it was just, it was perfect. He had fixed it. And slowly I, throughout the months, like, everything that I was dealing with, the school that I hated, now I'm at a school that I love. And I figured out what I wanted to major in. And everything was just, like, coming to pass. It was all lining up. And I guess just the moral of the story is just keep very close with God when these things happen. I think sometimes we forget and we kind of abandon him, and we shouldn't be doing that, obviously. But I think it's important that when those things happen, that we need to keep faith and we need to remember that those things are not happening to us. They're happening for us. And we need to keep in our prayers, you know, keeping close to God and making sure that we're asking for his help, because he wants to help us. You know, sometimes for me, I feel like I'm very like, I can do this by myself. I don't need your help. Not necessarily to God, because I'm always asking for help from him. But from other people, I feel like sometimes I'm like, oh, I've got this. I don't, you know, I don't need help. I've got this. But I feel like we need to make sure that we're doing that and we're including God in everything. And we're making sure that he's helping us and we're asking for that help, because, you know, he's there. You know, Jesus Christ made the atonement for us. We need to use it, you know. And I feel like the biggest thing this year that's gotten me through is the atonement. You know, I never realized that until, like, looking back. I feel like during it, I didn't really realize it. But looking back, I was like, wow, you know, that was the atonement the whole time. I could have been so depressed like I was that one month the whole time. And I feel like I was able to be pretty happy about it. Now, don't get me wrong. There's always days where you're mad and, you know, it's okay to have a bad day. I feel like this world does an awful job at showing that it's okay to have a bad day. I always laugh at people who are always telling their kids, you know, stop crying, stop crying. And, like, they just started crying. Like, I get that, you know, if they've been crying for a really long time, yeah, okay, you gotta stop. But sometimes we need to relax and, you know, let our kid cry, or let ourselves cry, let our, you know, let ourselves have a bad day, and just remember to come up the next day even stronger and don't dwell on that past day. So I hope this has helped you guys a little bit. Like I said, we'll see if this makes it up on YouTube, but I wanted to share a lot of that raw footage with you guys because I feel like it might help somebody out there. And if it doesn't help you specifically, I hope that maybe somewhere down the road, it'll be able to help you, because I feel like that was what I've learned, is that was kind of a big thing of why I went through this. I never really understood why. I'm like a person who really likes to know why. Like, I like to know my why to everything. And I feel like during this trial, that was the biggest thing, is I wanted to know why. Like, why did I have to go through this? Not necessarily like, okay, why me? But like, in a sense, yeah, why me? Like, you know, what can I do to show people they can make it through this? Or what can I do to be a light to others? Different things like that. So I hope that this helped you guys. a little bit, but I just figured I should share it with you guys. And just never forget, you guys can make it through anything. Just take one day at a time. Just relax, be patient, it'll all work out. So I hope you guys enjoyed this, and I will see you guys next time. All right, well, I hope you guys enjoyed that episode. It was definitely a little bit of a stretch for me to put that out there, especially because I definitely lost it emotionally a few times. But I hope you guys enjoyed, and make sure you guys are subscribed. Share with your friends. I'm always on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, at Racing Training Help. And yes, I will repost anything you tag me in. So I love to help and provide value back to you guys. So make sure you're subscribed, and I will talk to you guys next week.